Mentally strong people choose gratitude over self-pity. Amy Morin once observed a small crash in a grocery store parking lot. Two vehicles reversed into each other, and the drivers got out to inspect the damage. What stood out was their completely different attitudes. The first driver appeared calm and thankful, glad no one was hurt and relieved it wasn't a serious accident. The second driver reacted differently. He was irritated, muttering complaints about his bad luck and questioning why such things always happen to him. This example perfectly illustrates something mentally strong people steer clear of: self-pity. Those who indulge in self-pity tend to exaggerate their problems, focus only on negatives, and feel life treats them unfairly. When asked about their day, they'll often dwell on everything that went wrong while ignoring any positives. Self-pity isn't harmless, it can actually be damaging. It encourages a negative outlook, making it harder to notice or appreciate the good things in life. Gratitude as a remedy for self-pity. Dwelling on negative thoughts wastes time and trains your brain to focus on the bad, which only increases feelings of misery. This cycle makes it even harder to notice positive moments or good fortune. Self-pity is harmful, but there's a way to overcome it: gratitude. If you often think, "Why do bad things always happen to me?" take a moment to pause and list the good things in your life. To make it a habit, try keeping a gratitude journal where you write down at least one thing you're thankful for every day. Sharing your gratitude aloud with others can also help shift your mindset. Over time, this practice can help you adopt the positive outlook of the first driver. Maintain personal power and forgiveness. Meet Lauren, a devoted mother of two. Her family life was nearly perfect, except for one issue: her mother-in-law. Lauren felt her mother-in-law was too controlling. She would show up uninvited and criticize Lauren's parenting and weight. Despite smiling outwardly, Lauren was frustrated inside. Besides taking up family time, Lauren spent several hours each week dwelling on these frustrations. This situation was bothering her. That leads us to another habit of mentally strong people: they refuse to let others control them. Lauren faced a problem. She let her mother-in-law control her feelings and actions because she was scared to speak up. This habit can show in many ways. If you're sensitive to criticism from others, if they can make you angry or guilt you into doing things you don't want to do, it means they have power over you. Example: Lauren spent a lot of time complaining about her mother-in-law until she realized how much it affected her. She then talked with her husband, and they decided to set clear and respectful boundaries. They had a conversation with her mother-in-law. They told her not to drop by unannounced anymore and to stop criticizing Lauren's way of parenting. At first, her mother-in-law found it difficult to adjust, but eventually she did. This way, Lauren took control of her family life and her own life. Approach change with mental strength. Richard faced a tough situation after being diagnosed with diabetes and told he was 75 pounds overweight. He wanted to change but found it harder than expected. He decided to stop eating junk food and cleared his shelves of cookies and sugary drinks. He also joined a gym. However, in reality, he ended up snacking while watching TV instead of exercising. Despite his efforts, he didn't lose any weight. Making changes is difficult. Without mental strength, it's easy to avoid them. But avoiding change has consequences. You might feel stuck while others move forward. Avoid a common mistake: trying to change too much at once, like Richard did. His approach was too extreme and unrealistic, setting him up for failure. Handle change effectively. Start by breaking down your big goals into smaller, achievable ones. Instead of aiming to lose a whopping 75 pounds all at once, Richard began by aiming to shed 5 pounds first. Next, create a plan with clear steps you can follow easily. For example, Richard kept a food journal to monitor what he ate and started making his lunch instead of eating out. He also scheduled 3 weekly gym sessions and committed to short family walks after dinner on other days. This approach shows how mentally strong people manage change. By avoiding overwhelming transformations, and focusing on smaller, practical goals with daily actions. Making change less intimidating leaves no room for avoiding it anymore. Unnecessary anger over uncontrollable situations. James, longing to spend a special afternoon whale watching with his daughter, cherished these rare outings since his divorce from Carmen. Due to their custody agreement, James saw his daughter only on Wednesdays and weekends. His ex-wife, Carmen, also tried to impress their daughter with gifts and fun activities, leading to a competitive atmosphere between them. When James discovered that Carmen had taken their daughter whale watching just the previous week, he was furious. Instead of enjoying their time together, he angrily texted Carmen, ruining their afternoon. James became upset over something he couldn't change. Like many, he desired complete control over situations, which only worsened things and spoiled their precious time together. Develop a sense of control. Mentally strong people understand what they can and cannot control. They use their time and energy wisely by focusing on what they can influence. For instance, you can't make your child excel in every subject, force others to heed your advice, or manage illnesses or weather conditions. Once you accept this, you can focus on what you can influence. This allows you to make the most of any situation. Take James, for example. He realized he couldn't change his ex-wife or control how she spent time with their daughter. Instead of fighting for custody in court, he chose to cherish his time with his daughter. James became more present and enjoyed every moment they had together. Difficulty in saying no leads to stress. Always striving to satisfy others doesn't work. Sometimes, being prepared to disappoint can make you stronger. Meet Megan. Megan faced a common problem. She felt constantly stressed. Tasks kept coming at her from all directions. Church members asked her to bake muffins for Sunday service on short notice. Her sister needed her to babysit, and her cousin always came over with last-minute favors. Megan's stress was largely due to her difficulty in refusing these requests. In simpler terms, she struggled with being a people pleaser. Tips for dealing with over-agreeableness are as follows. Being overly focused on pleasing others can be harmful. If you always prioritize other people's needs, your own needs may get ignored. This can lead to stress and damage your relationships, just like it did for Megan. She constantly said yes to her cousin's requests, which made her frustrated and irritable towards her own family. Sometimes, she even missed dinner or couldn't put her kids to bed. If you tend to be too agreeable, here are two tips to help. It's not your job to please everyone all the time. It's okay if someone feels upset sometimes. You don't have to make everyone happy all the time. They're adults and can handle negative emotions just like you do. Take your time before saying yes. When someone asks for a favor, don't rush into saying yes. This is what helped Megan. She used a simple trick. Instead of immediately agreeing, she would say something like, "Let me check my schedule and I'll get back to you." This gave her time to decide whether she wanted to say yes or if she needed to say that small but powerful word, no. Mentally strong people handle calculated risks. When Dale shared his long-held dream with his wife about opening his furniture store, she responded with skepticism. She thought he was just dreaming and asked why he would leave his secure job as a high school teacher for such a risky venture. So, Dale continued with his teaching job. However, the more he ignored his true passion, the more frustrated and unhappy he became. He felt stuck and unsure of what to do. Many people, like Dale, naturally avoid taking risks. They fear making decisions and often imagine the worst outcomes. Instead of pursuing their dreams, they find themselves stuck, wondering what could have been if only they had taken the chance. Mentally strong people take risks. Mentally strong individuals approach risks methodically. They start by understanding the potential dangers and benefits involved. They ask themselves, what is the worst-case scenario? What is the best possible outcome? Next, they adjust their approach to manage these risks appropriately. Many people see decisions as all or nothing, like becoming a rock star or being a failure forever. But it's not just black or white, there is a middle ground. Dale exemplified this approach well. Instead of choosing between his day job and starting his own business, he decided to do both. He began his furniture business part-time, working evenings and weekends. He started by selling his creations online, with plans to open a physical store later if there was enough demand. This decision lifted his spirits because he took a calculated risk, balancing safety with pursuing his passion. Deal with the past builds strength. Dealing with past issues can make you stronger, but taking action is crucial. Gloria had a tough relationship with her 28-year-old daughter. She realized her daughter was stuck in a cycle of harmful behavior, constantly changing boyfriends, not keeping a job, and moving back in with her. Instead of confronting the situation, Gloria unintentionally supported it with her actions. Why? She felt guilty about not being there for her daughter when she was younger and wanted to make amends now. This fixation on the past held her back from moving forward. Gloria's story teaches us an important lesson. To improve mental strength, you must avoid dwelling on the past. This can take various forms, like replaying old memories repeatedly, imagining how life would be different if you made different choices, or believing that reuniting with an ex will solve everything. Some reflection on the past is healthy, but too much can be harmful. Stop dwelling on the past. Wondering how to break the cycle of dwelling on past events? Here's how. Instead of focusing on what's already happened, it's important to accept it and move forward. First, acceptance is key. Understand that you can't change the past, no matter what. This might also involve forgiving someone who hurt you. Secondly, shift your focus forward. Intentionally direct your thoughts towards new things. When you catch yourself dwelling on the past, consciously replace those thoughts. For instance, start planning your next vacation or set new goals for yourself. The more you train your mind to think about the future, the less it will dwell on the past. Gloria struggled with repetitive negative thoughts, a mental habit. In contrast, Richard's habit involved eating snacks while watching TV, affecting his goal to lose weight. Meanwhile, James battled emotional habits, like getting upset over past events. To enhance your mental strength, it's crucial to recognize these three levels: thoughts, behaviors, and emotions. Bad habits can start at one level and spill over into others. Conversely, improving in one area can positively impact the others. They're all interconnected. Learn from mistakes. In the mid-1800s in Massachusetts, businessman Roland Macy opened a dry goods store in a quiet area but struggled to attract customers. To draw attention, he planned a big parade that would end at his shop. Unfortunately, on parade day, it was scorching hot and nobody showed up. Macy's business failed, leaving him in deep debt. However, Macy learned from this failure. When he opened another store called Macy Dry Goods in downtown New York, he chose a bustling location. This time, his store became incredibly popular. Macy's grew into one of the world's largest chain stores. Interestingly, they still hold a parade every year, but now it's in the fall to avoid the summer heat. Roland Macy demonstrated another trait common among mentally strong individuals. They analyze and gain insights from their errors to avoid repeating them in the future. To learn from errors, the next time something goes wrong, ask yourself, what mistakes did I make? How could I have done things better? And what changes can I make next time? Certainly, understanding what needs to change and making those changes are two different challenges. That's why, if you aim to finally kick your bad habits, you must focus on practicing self-control. Here are three straightforward ways to become a more disciplined individual. First, focus on your goal. Imagine how satisfying it will be to finish your novel. This visualization can motivate you to write, even on nights when you're tempted to watch TV instead. Second, learn from past mistakes. Keep a list of errors you've made and carry it with you. When you're at risk of repeating a mistake, review the list to remind yourself. Third, prevent mistakes. For example, if you want to save for a dream trip but tend to overspend with friends, Take only a small amount of cash when you go out and leave your credit card at home. This makes it harder to splurge impulsively. Social media envy and mental strength. Mentally strong people don't feel jealous of others' success, but rather aim to collaborate with them. If you've ever felt irritated while scrolling through your friends' seemingly perfect lives on social media, this might resonate with you. In 2013, researchers conducted a study titled Envy on Facebook, a Hidden Threat to Users' Life Satisfaction. The study found that people can feel really down when they see others' achievements and happiness online. Seeing vacation photos of peers can be particularly upsetting, and some even get annoyed by numerous birthday wishes. If you can relate to feeling resentful, it's a sign of something mentally strong people avoid. When you think others are more successful, envy can creep in. You might smile politely at a neighbor's new Tesla but secretly dislike them, ruining your mood at a garden party. Resentments often stem from insecurities and unclear goals. It's easy to envy others if you're unsure of what you truly want. For instance, if a friend travels extensively for work and you wish for that lifestyle, remember if you previously wished for more family time. Decide what you truly desire, a jet-setting life or more time with loved ones. Achieve success and overcoming resentment. To achieve success and avoid feeling resentful, first, clarify what success means to you. For example, if your goal is to bike to work more often this year, you won't envy your neighbor's new car because you never wanted it in the first place. Another way to overcome resentment is by changing your attitude. Life isn't a constant competition where you have to outdo everyone. Instead of competing, focus on collaborating. For instance, if you feel jealous of your brother's financial success, why not ask him for advice and learn from him? It's hard to resent someone willing to help you out, isn't it? Learning from failure. Mentally strong individuals persevere and show self-compassion in the face of setbacks. Today, Thomas Edison is famous worldwide for inventing the light bulb. However, he also created less successful inventions like the electric pen and the ghost machine. Despite these failures, Edison didn't view them as setbacks. Instead, he saw each as a chance to learn and improve. To him, every failure brought him closer to success. In contrast, many people view failure negatively. Dropping out of college or losing a client often brings feelings of shame and discouragement, leading some to give up easily. To strengthen your mental resilience, start by changing your beliefs about success and failure. When faced with challenges, it's common to think you lack talent. However, research shows that consistent practice can outperform natural ability. By investing enough time, you can surpass those who rely solely on talent. IQ is also not a reliable indicator of success. While intelligence helps initially, perseverance proves more crucial for long-term achievements. Additionally, practicing self-compassion during tough times is vital. Often, you're your own toughest critic. Being overly harsh can lead to giving up and believing you're inadequate. Instead, treat yourself with the kindness you'd show a friend. Embrace your imperfections and set realistic expectations. This approach fosters a healthier perspective on what you can achieve. Importance of solitude for mental strength. Now, back in Morin's counseling office, Vanessa faces a unique challenge. Despite her busy days as a successful real estate agent, she struggles to fall asleep due to constant racing thoughts. When Morin asks how often she spends time alone, she admits, "Never. Why should I?" Many people, like Vanessa, prioritize socializing or keeping busy over solitude. They may find being alone unproductive or even frightening, filling their schedules with activities and distractions like phones or TV. However, mentally strong individuals understand the value they miss. While too much isolation can lead to loneliness, studies indicate that alone time improves mental well-being, satisfaction with life, and stress management. Most importantly, it allows people to recharge. Get comfortable with yourself and your thoughts. It's common to overlook alone time as unimportant. To truly prioritize it, schedule dedicated me time in your calendar and let others know you're unavailable during this period. Once you've set aside this time, engage in activities you enjoy alone that foster self-reflection. Avoid passive activities like TV or social media scrolling. Instead, try journaling to express your thoughts, or practice meditation and mindfulness to calm your mind and find inner peace. For example, Vanessa incorporated evening meditation and mindfulness into her routine. This helped her quiet her racing thoughts, leading to better sleep. Overcome entitlement. Many people think they deserve special treatment, but strong individuals focus on giving rather than taking. Take Lucas, for example. He wasn't popular at work because, despite being new and inexperienced, he acted like a know-it-all. He often told his more experienced colleagues how things should be done, believing he deserved a promotion. Instead, his boss advised him to dial back his behavior, as his coworkers found him bossy and entitled. Although Lucas's situation may seem extreme, we all have a bit of entitlement in us. We sometimes feel the world owes us something, which can backfire. Expecting things without earning them can lead to disappointment. Moreover, it puts people off when we only take and don't give back. First, recognize it in yourself. Feeling entitled isn't just about acting like royalty, it's often subtler, hidden in our thoughts. It shows up when we think we're exceptional or above the rules. Instead, try humility. Admit your imperfections and be open to feedback, even if it's hard to hear. Like Lucas did, learn from your mistakes and be willing to grow. This shift in attitude can lead to real personal growth, and maybe even that promotion you desire. Long-term success takes patience. Marcy struggled with impatience. When her kids or coworkers didn't keep up, she'd complain about getting older. She read many self-help books, but quit therapy quickly when it didn't work right away. She wanted a quick fix for her dissatisfaction with life, but mentally strong people know there's no magic solution. In a world where everything comes fast, from deliveries to streaming, people expect instant results. However, expecting instant gratification can lead to problems. Real change is tough, and progress isn't always obvious. The key is how you handle setbacks. Marcy often got discouraged and quit early, missing out on long-term benefits that come from sticking with something. To succeed in the long run, set realistic expectations. Quick and painless success often leads to disappointment. Avoid strict deadlines for your goals. It can backfire. Instead, focus on perseverance. Say no to instant rewards sometimes. Skip that cookie or impulse buy. Break big goals into smaller ones and celebrate each milestone. It keeps you motivated for the journey ahead. Key points. 1. Mentally strong people avoid self-pity by staying positive and focusing on solutions rather than problems. 2. They cultivate gratitude as a practice to counteract negativity and appreciate life's positives. 3. Taking control of personal emotions and reactions is crucial. They refuse to let others' actions dictate their feelings. 4. Handling change effectively involves setting realistic goals and breaking them into manageable steps. 5. They understand the limits of control, focusing their energy on what they can influence rather than dwelling on uncontrollable situations.